Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is The Smallest of All the Seeds.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It's like a mustard seed. And when it's sown in the ground, it's the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Remember the days when you endured a great contest of suffering. You even joined in the sufferings of those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, knowing that you had a better and lasting possession. I suspect that we've all found ourselves searching for the path that leads to that better and lasting possession, those gifts of inner peace, healing, and joy. Just finding a nice, quiet place to be with God can be quite a task in our busy world today. After all, I suspect that solitude and quiet are not on the top of most people's to-do list each day. Our psalm for today invites us to do just that, to stop. To stop and let go and let God do whatever God has planned for us. Listen again to what the psalmist says. "Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Trust in the Lord, and the Lord will act and will make justice dawn for you like the light. Bright as the noonday shall be your vindication." Haven't we all found ourselves searching for that path that leads to inner peace, freedom, and joy? Finding a quiet place to just be with God can sometimes be quite a task in our busy world. It certainly isn't on most people's to-do list each day. And that means then that it's up to us. The farmer that Jesus speaks of in Mark's gospel today seems to have discovered the secret rhythm of God's heart and gratuitous love. It's about abandon and trust and hope. It's about taking risks. Jesus wasn't too worried about seeds falling in the right place. He put his trust in his loving Abba and left the scattering of the seeds to the wild wind of the Holy Spirit. In fact, we're told in Mark's gospel that Jesus didn't go along dropping each seed in its proper spot. No, he lived his life with trust. Jesus scattered the seeds into the breeze with abandon. He wasn't too worried at all about how and where each seed finally found its resting place. Jesus left all those little details with his Abba. About all that interested Jesus was that the seeds got a chance to do their thing, to show the world what God's generous love really looks like. Our song for today is also inviting us to let go and let God do whatever God has planned for us. Listen to what the psalmist says. Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And the Lord will act. It will make justice dawn for you like the light. Bright as the moon day shall be your vindication. Jesus seems to have a kind of inner clock that helps him to go through each day with equanimity and wisdom. In fact, I think that that's what he's trying to teach us here. It isn't so much about reaping a great harvest. It's about trust and risk and love. In fact, as long as we have those essentials, the harvest will be plentiful. This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It's like a person who goes out to scatter seed on the land with utter abandon. This gardener isn't worried about every seed falling in the right place. No, she's just the one who scatters the seed. The rest is in the hands of the Lord of the harvest.